Meta has now been found liable under two different legal theories of this case. What does that mean? What implications does that have?
So we're looking here first at New Mexico, which returned its verdict yesterday. And that case is about sexual exploitation as made possible by the platform. And as a result, under a sort of unfair practices statute, that's basically saying that the platform facilitated something dangerous. That's very different from what we saw in Los Angeles. And I would argue the Los Angeles verdict is the much, much bigger one when it comes to the precedent it sets. Because what that is saying is that it is the design of the platform, not the stuff we post on it, not even the way the algorithm moves content around. It is the way that like buttons and the way that people are bucketed together by interest. There's some stuff in the design of it, the Meta jury in Los Angeles determined. And that is an enormous deal. I mean, until now, John, we've really lived in a country where people have always just assumed, you know, your choices are your own. We tend to, you know, blame people for addiction and blame people for obesity. But what this jury is saying is that they're looking at a bigger system of basically architecture, a kind of, you know, choice design system built by these two companies. And they're saying this has had a harmful effect on kids, is addicting them, and we won't stand for it any longer.